Sotandela Shalabanela Dosana Mandaya Mele O Shanabana Satele. It's you, Jesus. It's you, Jesus. No. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Oh, at the center of it all, it's you that I see, Lord. It's you that I see. Come and sing with me at the center of it all, Lord, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Shantalabadabado santele, at the center of it all, it's you, Jesus, that I see. It's you, oh, for there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. Oh, there is power. There is power in your name, Jesus. Miracles happen. Miracles happen in your name. Oh, shatalabayela. There is power, there is power in your name. There is healing in your name. Sananande. Miracles happen, miracles happen in your name. As we lift up voices in praise, Lord, it's you that we see. It's you that we see. As we lift our voices in worship, Lord, it's you that we see. It's you that we see. Come and sing with me as I lift my voice in praise. As I lift my voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you, Lord, that I see. Oh, as we lift our voices in worship, Lord, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Yeah. There is power in your name. The strongest, you were higher than the highest, you were greater, greater than the greatest. Sing with me, you were bigger than the biggest, you were stronger than the strongest, you were higher than the highest, you were greater than the greatest, you were bigger than all circumstances. You were stronger than everything coming against me. You were higher, oh, so much higher. You were greater. You were bigger, so much bigger. You were forever stronger. You were higher. You were greater, Lord. You were greater. You were bigger than the biggest. You were stronger than the strongest. You were higher. You were bigger than the biggest.
Of the name of Jesus, demons tremble, demons tremble. Que la 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 no se le le na ya. Oh, the name of Jesus, everything changes. Come and say the name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. No. Jesus, Satanayana, Satanayana, Selena, Lalabado, Sena. Come and say the name Jesus. Oh, Jesus. No, Jesus. Shatalanost. Selenost. Oh, Jesus, you will be bigger than the biggest. You were strong, stronger than the strongest. You were high, higher than the highest. You were greater, greater than the greatest. You were bigger, bigger than the biggest. You were strong, stronger than the strongest. You were high, higher than the highest. You were greater, sing with me. You were bigger, you were bigger. Bigger than the biggest. You were strong, stronger than the strongest. You were high, higher than the highest. You were greater, greater than the greatest. You were bigger, bigger than the biggest. You were strong, stronger than the strongest. You were high, higher than the highest. You were greater, greater than the greatest. As we lift our voices and praise, it's you that we see. It's you that we see, Lord. As we lift our voices in worship of your name, it's you that we see everywhere we go. It's you that we see. Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name. Oh, come and lift your voices, yeah. How we love your name. Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name. Let it rise, let it rise. How we love your name. Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name. Oh, the name Jesus. Hey, how we love your name. Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name. Oh, how we love your name. Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name. Oh, how we love the name Jesus. You're the beautiful one. Come on, just speak it out. Just speak it out in other tongues. Oh, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. The name Jesus, the name Jesus. Sana na 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 hele jida ne la 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 ba dos. Shela la la ne la 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 ba ye le le le. Sata la ba ya ba dos shana mande la 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 na. Hema no sufe ne le ande. Kora mina na ya suna vele le le le. Sata la ba ye.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. It's our month of prayer. It's our month of prayer. Just pray. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. We honor you. We worship you. Yes. We honor you. We worship you. We honor you. We worship you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Allow me ride in on the wave that we've been building. And that's the fact that James tells us clearly in James chapter 5 and the 13th verse of James 5. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. So just pray. Pray some more. Pray some more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We refuse to be down. We refuse to be broken. We refuse to be smashed. We refuse to be defeated. We rise up in faith. We rise up in victory. We rise up knowing that victory belongs to us in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That James 5, I'm going to read it again. All right. And then we're just going to pick it from a few, you know, of the versions of the Bible and then just stir ourselves up, because that's what I believe my assignment is in this place tonight. Stir ourselves up. That's what my assignment is. And then we'll pray a little more, you know, just about the time we're rounding up tonight. So James 5 and the 13th verse, the NLT says, are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. So allow me, okay, maybe I'll just still stay with both of them. I mean, reading the complete verse. NIV says, is any among you in trouble? Let him pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. This is the Bible telling us what to do. And usually, naturally, when good things happen to us, we sing praises to God. When great things happen to us, we're excited. We're happy. We're thanking God. We're blessing God. You know, we just honor him and, you know, you dance, you know. So, hey, if any is merry, we know to sing praises. We know to sing psalms. We know to be happy. The Bible says, is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. So is any afflicted, let him pray. So now I'm just going to read that A part, all right? You know the verses, is any afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing some. So it's clear. Well, maybe when we're going to deal a lot more with praise, when we would, and you know, somewhere within the prayer, because praise is a major type of prayer. It's a solid type of prayer. We're dealing with the intro, setting in our hearts that fire for prayer, all right? So Bible says, is any afflicted, let him pray. All right. Is any among you in trouble? Let them pray. All right. NLT says, are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. And this is God's instruction. You know, many times we're beat down, broken down, we're tired, we're fed up. No, Bible says pray, but I don't have the energy to pray. Start with a few words from your mouth. Start with, you know, Father, you know, just, you know, kick off. Start. Lord, I don't have too much words to say, but I know your spirit is going to help me. And that's the benefit of praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, poor Nai, must we pray in tongues all the time? If only you know, and you should know. You should know that when we allow ourselves pray in tongues, we're allowing the Holy Ghost team up with us. And I said that last week. He tags, you know, with us. He teams up with us to get the job done. And this, guys, we cannot in any way, as in any way. So let me keep reading. All right. Message. Translation says, are you hurting? Pray. Oh, but I hurt. It hurts me. It pains me. Pray. Please pray. The Passion Translation says, are there any believers in your fellowship suffering great hardship and distress? Encourage them to pray. And that's what we're doing. All right. I'm doing that. The leaders are doing that. The pastors are doing that. We're encouraging you to pray. You know, there's this feeling, you know, we get the good feeling though. You know, we get in telling people how we're feeling and what's happening to us. And that's fantastic. Bible says we need to bear one another's burdens. You know, Bible says, you know, even when, you know, you are the one that is at fault, Bible says, confess your faults one to another. Maybe something's happening in your life and you know, you were the one that caused it. You might find the right person to go explain the whole thing to. And then you pray together. There's a place for talking to someone. But I'm saying, maybe it's a need. Maybe all of that. Don't just be satisfied with I told someone. And some of us are not okay with just I told someone. You would like to tell anybody that cares to listen. All right? Like if anybody punctures you or presses your button, this was happening to me. I've not been okay. At the end of the day, the only thing you've successfully accomplished is you've spread your gist around town. If you're not careful about that, you might not be around. Maybe, yes, they're respectable, responsible people. What you've just done is multiply the information still if they cannot help you. Guys, I've seen the difference between making a move, all right, and making a move when God said. I've seen the difference, you know. Maybe you need favor from someone. I'm sure it's happened to you. And then you reached out and then, I'm so sorry. But when God instructs you, when there's a grace about it, you find people even going above and beyond to help you make it happen. One is better than the other. One gives more honor, gives more peace of mind. You know, you don't want people harassing and saying, hey, that money, when am I getting it? How far? You want peace of mind. So before you run around, I know many times when there are issues, all right, our brain calculates. Maybe I call this person. Maybe I do this. But sometimes even before you use men, God usually uses men. God will always use men, all right? So, but I'm saying don't place the men before God. Don't place the men before the leadings of God. There are times you even go to meet someone for counseling that the wisdom of God is already in you. Please take note. And then you were busy talking to the person. And the more you talk, the more you realize what you were supposed to do. And then the more you talk, the more you were realizing what you were supposed to do. So God used a person like a jumper cable, like the way you use, you know, one car to start another car with jumper cables. You know, just, and then the person helped you. That conversation, that fellowship, interaction with the person jumped up the wisdom in you. But it was in you. You know, so there's so much grace of God available. Is any afflicted, let him pray. Is any afflicted, let him pray. Is any afflicted, let him pray. It's easy. It's much easier. And I understand that. It's much easier for us to talk. I could talk for like 3 hours. This was happening, in fact, in 1914, in 1928, in 1800, in 1762. And I went through this and they did that and they did that. And by the time we're done with that, listen, we still need to know what do we do? Like really, what do we do? What do we do now? How do we move right now? The wisdom of God is needed. The power of God is needed. And one thing we're sure from God's word that stirs up wisdom and that will stir up the power of God is prayer. Is prayer. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is any hurting? Message. All right? You know, pray. God's word. If any of you is having trouble, pray. Amplified. Is any among you suffering? He must pray. Amplified classic. Is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. contemporary English version. If any are having trouble, you should pray. It's prayer, guys. Prayer. Is it all about prayer? No, but it's a month to emphasize prayer. And I want to teach you about prayer. And then we're going to do it. We're just kicking off. But please, let's rev up that engine of yours. Hallelujah. Let's rev that engine of yours up. And then you're so ready, like, wow, where's the prayer? Let's pray it now. Let's pray it now. Let's pray it now. So are you going through something? Can we pray? Can you just take a minute again? Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Korebata. Mano no mokura boshige deke doro go dusofi ke dondo. Pelo go boshige vere ke boro boshige vere ke boro boshige vara ka boro go digada. Mando frero gonfro rogo duze vige nondo. Nige boro boturo vige vige vere ke boro boshige vando karaka dise. Maro pare ke doso freno no moture ke disa. Man poro boshige vente conto. Elele bosu frano no boture kiska vara ke boro botiga dagada. Maso halage duso. Father, we pray. We pray and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that for the afflictions that might currently exist even in our midst. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for power. We thank you for favor. We thank you in the name of Jesus that things are experiencing a turnaround. There's a turnaround. There's a turnaround. There's a turnaround in situations right now. Yes, yes, and yes, yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right. So we're still praying. All right. It's basically to stir you up to pray. So the same James that we're reading, all right, James goes further, all right, to say in verse 16, confess your sins, all right, to one another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous man, all right, has great, and that's NLT now, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power, produces wonderful results. That means your prayer, your earnest prayer, as a righteous person, what is earnest? Amplified helps us understand heartfelt. All right? Must heartfelt always be loud? No, but sometimes in the place of it being heartfelt, your volume could really go up without you planning that. All right? But you could be with people. You know, maybe people are sleeping and then and it's still heartfelt. But then if your body might still not move too much. And then, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. All right? So while someone is going with low tone, Father, and then the person's praying, and then you are going, in the name of Jesus, I receive it. I receive it. Because if not, the whole training is just, oh, heartfelt must be loud, heartfelt must be screaming, heartfelt must be shouting. There's a place for that. You know? Yeah. All right. But sometimes you're just where you still need to pray. It's heartfelt. It's heartfelt, not body felt. All right. The heart might not transmit it. The body might catch it. All right. Because you're now involved with your spirit, your soul, you know, the body, the whole of you are involved in the prayer. You're very involved because, listen, if your heart is in it, your eyes would not really be wandering around for too much. You know, so your heart is on it. You don't want to lose the focus of the thing you're praying about. But if you're doing, you know, my heart is in it. Ah, nice clothes. See this dress. Wow, wow. For a few seconds, I forget what you were praying about. Heartfelt. Heartfelt. You know, heartfelt. You know, even if you were watching something on TV and then you were, you know, praying, after a while, your eyes will be shutting, or some things are happening to you, or you turn on the TV, because you now begin to choose, alright, between what I'm seeing and the intensity I'm building here. And that's you wanting to be, you know, very sincere with your own self, alright? What I'm seeing and the intensity I'm building, but the heartfelt, alright? So NLT says the earnest prayer, alright, the intense prayer, that serious-minded prayer, alright, that intense prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful result. That's your prayer. The devil knows this. Okay, the devil does. Honestly, does the devil know the Bible? He quoted to Jesus, right? Told him to throw himself down, and that as the scripture now said, that he will give angels charge over him. He might not know every single thing, and he might not listen. We didn't say the devil is a Bible teacher. Don't get me wrong, right? I'm just, he's been around. Even if he hasn't read it, he's heard people quote it and quote it and quote it. So he's heard it, all right? So he can misquote it, twist it up and down, confuse you with it. But you need to know what the word says. The word says you pray. Yes, you pray. You gotta pray, all right? So, Passion Translation says, watch this, guys. Passion Translation says, for tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly person. For tremendous power. This is your prayer the Bible is describing here. Yes, your own. Yes, your own prayer. Tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly person, all right? NIV says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Oh, this is exciting. It means you could sit at your desk, you know, at the office, 5 minutes before work resumes, and then just shut your eyes, even with your eyes open. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. And then you're praying, your heart is there. Your heart is there. You're praying, thank you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I command. And you're speaking favor to the business place. You're calling favor. You're speaking for wisdom for the things you want to sign, the documents, or you sign the right ones that day. I mean, you're just taking authority. You're not being careless. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. Your eyes might be open. You might even be looking at the documents. But it's a serious prayer. It's a serious prayer. Three decisions you want to make in your business. That day you've written out the 3 points and then you're praying. Serious prayer, then break time again. I mean, you're not the boss. Maybe you can't take time off on your own. It's just, you can pray. You can pray, guys. We can and we ought to. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. God's Word Translation says that the prayers offered by those who have God's approval are effective. The prayers offered by those that have God's approval, those kinds of prayers, they are effective. Your prayer, child of God, your prayer is effective. Your prayer is powerful. Your prayer is powerful. The amplified, the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, believer, can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. Amplified, all right? The most popular all over the body of Christ would be the Amplified Classic, all right, which says the heartfelt, all right, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. The prayer of a righteous person makes tremendous power available. That means if you and I give attention to prayer this month, listen, I know that every month is a month of prayer. Every week is a week for prayer. Every day is a day for prayer. But you and I know if we do not apportion time to pray, we might not pray. You know, you wake up and say, well, I'm not rigid too. I'm not 100%, I'm not a stickler, you know, for morning devotion. And, you know, yeah, but I'm not saying don't wake up and pray. That's a different thing. I'm saying don't be religious about your prayer time. All right, but there's a place for fellowship. There's a place for saturating your day with the influence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Saturating your day with the influence of the Spirit before you step into your day. Don't just step in casually. All right? Don't get to the office and say, our guy just left. Then you are, or the person just, and then you start wondering what's wrong with you. Go back. Set your day again. Set your day. Set the day. Take authority. You know, I have someone, you know, I know, I mean, he had, you know, submitted a file at an office and they kept disturbing, you know, divorcing, not disturbed. All right. They kept telling him, come back tomorrow. Come back. You know, he hasn't been signed. He hasn't been signed. He's not been signed. One evening he was praying and the Holy Ghost told him, bind the devil. Take authority over the devil. Take authority over the devil. And write them prayer. Listen, this thing doesn't take 5 minutes. When God speaks, you act on it as fast as you can. Right there, say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the devil, all right, that is at work where my file is concerned. I come against the manipulations. I mean, he took authority. I'm just trying to say what he might have, you know, kinds of things he might have said. All right, just to give someone listening an example or someone watching, you know. And then he took authority. The following day, he went there and they answered him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, in a place of prayer, we stir up wisdom. Wisdom is stirred. Wisdom is there because you're not alone. You're saying, God, God, I'm not alone on this. You're with me. I can't handle it. My mind is shutting down. There are too many options I have. What are you saying, Lord? And in a place of prayer, you stir up wisdom. You stir up wisdom. In a place of prayer, you release power. And that's what we're reading right now. Your prayer makes tremendous power available. They say something can be done. Tell them, I'll make the power available. I'll make the power available. Give me a few days. I'll make the power available. And then you go back to your engine room. I mean your prayer place, all right? And I don't mean physical place. I mean, listen, the most important prayer place is you, right? Jesus, when he flogged them out of the temple, he said, Bible says my house is called a house of prayer. You could want to make it a den of thieves. So yes, we'll say, but that's the temple. But in the book of John, when I was talking to them in John, you know, second chapter of John, you know, they said to him, show us the signs that you have for us that we may believe that, you know, you're who you claim to be. He said, destroy the temple. In 3 days, I'll raise it up. They thought it was talking about the physical temple. They said this temple was built in 46 years. How do you think you raise it up in 3 days? And Bible said this, he was speaking concerning his physical body. All right. But then when he rose up, then the disciples understood it. So when he said, my house, a house of prayer, which house? That temple? No, they've destroyed that one since in Jerusalem. Since you are the house of prayer. How do we know that? 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. Oh, don't you know that you are the temple of God? The Spirit of God lives in you. So you are the house of God. Hallelujah. You are the house of prayer. So get into your prayer place. You shut yourself in or lock yourself in with your mind and your spirit in and just pray. 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 Please pray. Pray. Is any afflicted? You know, but life is, the way life is pushing me left and right, you are the one that really should pray. No, I mean, everybody should pray now. I'm just saying, you that feel you need to give up on prayer because things are not working, that's the devil trying to trick you. You pray. Because is any afflicted? Let him pray. And then the prayer of the righteous man makes power available. I don't know. Things are not working. You know, and then they say there's a spirit of almost there. You know, the spirit of almost there is doing me. Anytime I want to get something, they say, almost, I lost it. Before I want to get it, almost. And so almost, the spirit of almost there. You know, or I have the spirit of delay. I have whatever. Listen, go to your Bible, please. And from the scripture, we taught man in the mirror some time ago. Go to your Bible and find the spirit that God gave you. There's no list of spirits God gave you titled almost there. There's no spirit that God gave you called delay. But Bible says you have a spirit of power. You have the spirit of love. You have a sound mind. You have the spirit of adoption. You have the spirit that is of God. I mean, Bible lists the spirits that you have. Don't import another spirit because of your experiences. Could it be possible, right, that demonic operations are against a believer? Yes. That's why you now use your authority, like the friend of mine that I mentioned, and take authority over them. Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe in Mark 16. In my name, they will cast out devils. Ah, I'm not a pastor. Me, I cannot cast out devil. No. He didn't say these signs will follow pastors. He said, these signs will follow those that believe. You are a believer. You can take authority. So yes, if there are demonic operations against you, against your family, against your business, against whatever it is you're dealing with, take authority right there. Right there. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Take authority right there. Bind some demons. Cast some, move something. Hallelujah. Take authority. All right, we're going to still learn that because in prayer, you have His power. His power. So, you know, you must, come on. I'm just trying to remember. I don't say, you know, the forces of hell, they are ganged up against me. The prayer of the righteous man releases power. Not your power. Holy Ghost power. And then you're together with Him unstoppable. Glory to Jesus. You need to get this. So the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Say, my prayer is availing much. My prayer is doing wonders. My prayer is making things happen for me. That's who you are, guys. That's who you are. That's who we are. So we're going to go to Jude right now. Right? Jude is just right before the book of Revelations. It's just one chapter of the Bible. And then we're going to read Jude, the 20th verse of Jude. Are you ready for this one? All right. Are you ready? King James says, but you beloved, Jude 20, but you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But you beloved, but you beloved, but you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It means when we spend time praying in tongues, we energize our faith. We energize our faith. We energize, you feel your faith is with praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Ghost. You energize your faith when you do that. Yeah, you energize it. Now faith comes by hearing, so tongues doesn't bring faith, but it energizes it. I remember I realized that most times when you talk in tongues, you get bold. There's this increased level of boldness that happens to you. You can almost want to shakara anybody. Why? Because you're charged up. You're on fire. And that's what praying in tongues will do for you. That's what it do for you. So Bible says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. NIV says, but you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. All right. NLT says, but you, dear friends, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith, praying in the power of a Holy Spirit. Praying in the power of a Holy Spirit. Passion Translation. But you, my delightfully loved ones, constantly, alright, and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. This is beautiful. I'll read it again. But you, my delightfully beloved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith, praying every moment in the Spirit. Every moment. This is a moment, isn't it? Let's pray in tongues again. Koraba tegada. Nando legobo fananamaike boroboshiga vando legadasha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When we pray in tongues like this, we're talking to God, all right? Even if we speak in a company of 1,000 people, each person is talking on a direct line to God. A direct line to God. A direct line. It's when there's a message in tongues, it requires interpretation. But you could just go ahead and just talk to yourself and to God, all by yourself where you are, alright? all by yourself where you are. Message says, but you, dear friends, carefully build yourselves up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Carefully build yourselves up. All right, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amplify. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. Now, there are two amplifiers, right? There's AMP and then there's AMPC. AMP is just the amplified, and then AMPC is the amplified classic. That's the older one. So you find that more of the very familiar things you might have heard will come from classic, the much older one. But I mean, both of them are great. All right. So I'm picking amplified first. All right. So amplified. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Watch this now in parentheses. Continually progress. Continually progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. Continually progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. Quite similar to the Amplified Classic. That one says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. Means when I pray in tongues, I make progress. Isn't this beautiful? When I pray in tongues, I make progress. When I pray in tongues, when you and I talk in tongues, we make progress. We make progress. Oh, I feel like I'm stuck. Pray in tongues. I feel my life is stagnant. Pray in tongues. I don't know what to do. Pray in tongues. All right. There's this popular preacher in Ghana. Very many years ago, he came, you know, to the Benson, the Hoso University, well, the Bible school. All right. And then Archbishop Dawson was around there. This man really didn't know so much of how to read or write. All right. But he knew something that he was taught. And that's the fact that the Holy Ghost will help you. So pray in tongues. So even in class, when they're saying something, he's not getting it. The man is praying. Oh, what about it? This is something. And then, I'm sure some will be like, this guy is a failure before he started ministry. No, ministry and life. Listen, let's look at successful people in the Bible. So how much human wisdom did Joshua use to win? God told him, this book of law, not depart out of your mouth. You meditate therein day and night, that you may observe it according to all that is written therein, and then you make your hope prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. So Joshua's wisdom for how the wall of Jericho was going to fall wasn't Joshua's military strategy, you know, it wasn't. So let's look at the greatest men that have succeeded in the scriptures. It was supernatural. We look at the life of David. David would not venture into war without asking God about it. So we see that. So you now have the Holy Ghost, but if you're not careful, too much brain. You know? You've given yourself too much brain. Now, your brain is conflicting with the leading of spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Alright? Lean not onto your own understanding. Bible is not saying don't have understanding about it. It didn't say don't think about it. It said lean not. Don't rely. To lean means to rest on something. Don't lean too much on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. They say don't have it, don't think. Jesus said, whoever will build a city should first sit down. You remember that? And count the cost. So we now have a lot of cost counting Christians, and the cost counting seems to neutralize faith. That you're asked to count the cost by Jesus does not neutralize faith. I'll give you a clear example. So Jesus fed 5,000 people, right? Men at least, all right, without counting women and children, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How many costs did Jesus count? 0 costs. Right? Because if he were to count the costs, disciples already doing that. 200 denarii worth of, you know, food cannot. He was told that Philip said so. And Andrew was the one that found the little boy. They were counting costs. So as far as we're concerned, management principle wise, let's send these people away quickly before it gets dark. Let them go home and go and sort themselves by themselves. But Jesus said, no, tell them to sit down. So there was a supernatural. Oh, hallelujah. So there's a time to say, I count. But there's a time to say, this my counting should not disturb supernatural. See another case with Gideon. All right. He had a large army and then God kept on trimming down the army until Gideon was left with 300 people. How much cost was counted there? How much? So God says, I will give you victory. But all because you now say, but Jesus said count the cost. No, there's a time when that will be the revelation and instruction of the Spirit to you. Sit down, count the cost. Can you see that? Wait this, you're not ready, go work on this and then get back on it. The Holy Ghost could tell you that, using that scripture to inspire you. But yet again, the Holy Ghost could tell you, move now. I ain't like, Lord, it doesn't look like it. Jump in. Jump right in. Glory to God. Jump right in. You make progress. You rise like an edifice, high and high. What's an edifice? An edifice is a building. So here, the Bible is talking about a superstructure, right? Like a skyscraper, right? Rise higher and higher. So a skyscraper doesn't just do 2 stories, doesn't do 3 stories. Those are not skyscrapers, all right? A skyscraper, you're talking about like 10 floors and 15 floors and 20 something floors and 50 something floors. And then we're still going up. We're going up. We're going up. So Bible says your life is like that superstructure, like that skyscraper. That the more you pray in tongues, you're building the blocks. You're bringing them in. You're bringing them in. Kona masakatasa. Kene moluka. Varakesike. Varakadoko. Venekesuso. Verekede. You're building. Alright? And buildings require materials. They require laborers. They require scaffolding. They require building materials and cement and sand and gravel and everything you're going to use. They require furnishing. So Bible says when you talk in tongues, all these things are coming into place. You're rising like a building. No, you're not rising like the carcass of a building. I mean, God said you rise like an edifice. And if they say, wow, building, it's a beautiful building. So you're rising. So that's how some of you might be watching something and you hear something on TV. It resonates with you. Wow, wow. You were led somewhere, even unconscious. You didn't even know. You didn't wake up and say, God is leading me. No, you just thought of going and then you went and then you met favor there. And like, oh, so the building is coming together. It's coming together. It's coming together. The superstructure is rising. It's building. It's rising. It's building. Oh, glory to God. This is amazing. This is really, seriously, like super amazing, guys. So we and I need to get this, all right? So Bible says we rise. I'm going to start tying this whole thing up right now, you know, by making us, you know, just read, you know, a few other places in the Bible. But quickly now, I want us to get to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 14 and the 4th verse. I need to stir us up. Like I said, my job this evening is to stir you up. And I believe that, all right, that's being done by the Holy Ghost right now. 1 Corinthians 14 and the 4th verse. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 4. Are you there? I know you are. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, right? It's a person who speaks, and I'm taking the A part, right? It's a complete verse. That says, a person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. So I'm picking the A part, all right? A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally. Do you feel weak? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to add that eventually to all the other verses we've been reading. So do you feel weak? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Passion Translation says, the one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress. The one who speaks in tongues advances his own. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress. The one who speaks in tongues advances his own. Take a moment. I beg you. Between now and Sunday, take a few moments. Do beyond what you usually do. You pray 15 minutes, do like 30. You pray 30, do like 45, 1 hour. All right, you pray like 1 hour. Find time. I mean, there's Saturday coming up. Find time. Pray in tongues. Find time, please. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Find time. Kela basa. From no kura gatakasa. Pena non predike. You could pace yourself. It doesn't have to be loud and then burn energy quick and then you're tired. If you know you're still trying to build in, then pace yourself. I mean, God hears you with a low tone. Kone manda. Frano godo. Sige vedekede. Elo lobo sige vedekede. Ola balaka. What if I need to quickly go do something? Do it. Pray in tongues. Do praying tongues. I could do laundry praying in tongues. You could do that. Yeah, praying tongues. Praying tongues. Kena maraka dosa vereki sike. Ono manaka dosa vereki boroko dosa vineke de. Ila baraka doroko duka vereki sike. Vileke boroko dorobo sike vereke banda. Veleke boroko duraka. And you're praying. You're praying. Pila baraka doroki sike. Keshike neke boroko dosa ve. Sheki keteke deke de. Eh, you're praying. Haha. Hey, what am I doing? I'm making personal progress. Hallelujah. So make yours. Make yours. And we'll never be on the same level. We'll never be on the same level. Listen, the remaining months of this year will never, ever, ever leave us the same. We're changing levels one after the other. We're shifting ground one after the other. Skipping levels even where necessary. Why? Because we make progress. We rise like that edifice, that superstructure, higher and higher. We're moving. We're gaining ground. Or you feel life has left you behind. Pray in tongues. The Holy Ghost knows how to fast forward you. He knows how to move you. He knows how to bring all the things you've missing. He knows how to bring all the things you feel you've left out. He knows. You don't have to say, I want to be where my friends are. No, you want to be where God wants you to be. You know, sometimes the things and the ideas we have of ourselves, they're too puny. Too puny. Too seriously puny. I mean, Pastor Debe is always for me a very classic example. I mean, it was a very lofty ambition, right? To think of being the youngest vice chancellor. Very, very, very lofty idea. Very, you know, super idea. You know, so we'll stir ourselves up. So this season, take more time to pray. Just take a little more time. Take that much time. All right? Just set it up. Because when we do that, we make progress. All right? So when I pray, when you pray, we make so much progress. So Pastor Debo easily comes to mind. right? It comes to mind on, you know, the comparison between your own dreams and God's dream, because some of you are saying, I want to be where my mates are. What if that's too small for where God wants you to be? What if? I mean, Pastor Abraham had a very lofty vision, very lofty ambition. I want to be the youngest vice chancellor in the whole of Africa. Solid stuff. But see where he is right now. Compare. That one he had for himself was puny. Puny. So maybe right now, at over 70, obviously he would have retired now, gone to his hometown somewhere. Yeah, built one, like, how many room house? Maybe 7, maybe 10, 15. All right? And he's there. And he's now, hey, ex-VP African. And then we enter his, you know, room and all the plaques and awards. But look at the millions. Oh, Lord. Millions of souls. Millions of souls. Of souls. Of souls. Of, oh. Ah. And do you know, before God, one soul weighs more than this whole world. So imagine how many souls. Millions. And how many generations Pastor Debbie has been a blessing to. And how many ministers and ministries have sprung out of him. All right. Or be influenced by him. You count people like Bishop Edeko. You count people like Bishop Wale. Okay. Count people even like Pastor Tunde Bakare, Pastor Tony Rappo. You count a lot of great people that are influencing multitudes and millions on their own right now too. Ha! Vice Chancellor beside all of that compared to all of that is puny. I say, but what if God's idea for me is that vice chancellor? God will reward you for faithfulness in where he wants you to be. But vice chancellor, allow me, I need to clearly understand what I'm saying spiritually now. Vice chancellor has no spiritual reward. Please get this. Vice chancellor has no rank in heaven. So if God wants you to be a vice chancellor, it will be that there's something for the kingdom he wants you to do there. If you just do, I'm there, I'm vice chancellor. God put me here, and all you just do is, you miss why. And that was what was almost happening to Esther. All right. So she enjoyed favor of God and she ended up being the queen. So, hey, I'm in the palace. Hey, God's favor. God has anointed me and God has called me to be queen. Thank God for Mordecai who told her, listen, your people are in trouble. Should it be that God put you where you are for such a time as this? And then Esther's authentic purpose kicks in. Her purpose kicks in to be the deliverer of Israel from the influence within the palace. So maybe God calls you to be a medical doctor. Oh, I'm here. I'm anointed to save lives. Great. But if you save everybody and they are not born again, you only save them, heal their bodies, and they are going back to hell. So you are different from the Muslim, because a Muslim guy that is a doctor too is there to save lives. There are Hindus that are medical doctors. There are grail messengers that are medical doctors, and they will kill themselves in the line of duty. They will sacrifice themselves. During this period, we've had a lot of people die. All right, frontline workers, and they are not all born again. So you can't be born again and say, well, God called me to be a doctor and all you want to do is medicine. No, you must be there for kingdom. Maybe as those patients are coming, God is using you to get them to heaven one after the other. If not, you only treat their bodies, they die, they still end up in hell. So who got them eventually? It will be the devil. All because you're trying to say, well, my profession doesn't allow me to mix profession with it. This is not professional religion. This is you understanding that this is all about kingdom. Heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. So how many souls can we take away from hell and get into heaven? How many of your colleagues? Don't just be the brightest at work and say, well, in this engineering department, you know, God has given me wisdom to, yes, but at the end, they like Daniel in Babylon. They must say your God is God indeed. They must say it's your God we want to serve. There must be something about you, not just about your character. Character, yes, please. But there must be something about the light of the Spirit and the river flowing within you that will bless them and say, we want your God. And one of the ways to stir up this fire is praying in tongues. You charge yourself. You charge yourself up. You charge yourself. You pray. You pray. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. God's word transition. All right. 1 Corinthians 14 and 4 says, when a person speaks in another language, that's tongues now. All right. He helps himself to grow. He helps himself grow. You want to grow spiritually? You feel you've been on the same spiritual level for praying tongues. Praying tongues. All right. The word tongues really just means language. Right. You see in the Bible, every nation, tribe, and tongue is language. All right. So English is a tongue. French is a tongue. Spanish is a tongue. All right. Hausa is a tongue. BBO is a tongue. All right. These are tongues. There's languages. All right. But then this is usually Bible calls it an unknown tongue. It's not one you learn in school. Someone teaches you. It's unknown. It's supernatural. It's the Holy Ghost birthing a language, or bringing forth language, right? Supernatural heavenly language through you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amplify Classic. He who speaks in a strange tongue edifies and improves himself. Guys, this 2020 cannot, we can't get to December and we're at the same level we're at right now. Something's shifting. Something's shifting. Something's shifting, all right? Something's shifting about you. Something's shifting about me. Something radically shifting. Why? Because of praying in tongues. Just go ahead right now. All right. We make progress. We rise like an edifice, higher and higher. We make progress. We make progress. We rise like an edifice. We make progress. We make progress. We rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Go ahead and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. This year is not ending with you being on the same level. This year cannot end with you being on the same level. You're shifting gear. You're shifting gear. You're shifting levels. You're rising higher and higher by praying in tongues. You're rising higher. You're rising higher and higher by praying in the Holy Ghost. You're rising higher and higher by praying in the Holy Ghost. You're rising higher and higher, higher and higher and higher by praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're rising higher, higher and higher, higher. Higher, higher and higher, higher. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Higher, higher and higher, higher. Tenka la kasike vonta. Kele po safa la kasoto. Fe la kasoto, fe le ke donto. Fre dise ko roko duso. Mento roko duse, frinde kuse vide ke dise. Man pro roko doso, finte kede. We are rising. We're rising, yes. Everything that seems like stagnancy, we're breaking it. Everything like seems like something holds you into, oh no, we're breaking it. Or breaking it out, because by praying in tongues right now, we make power available. What you could not do by your strength alone before, what you could not do in your own strength alone before, this power that you make available is helping you do it. 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 You make progress. You rise like an edifice, higher, higher, higher and higher in the name of Jesus. You're not remaining on this level. You're changing levels. You're making progress. You're making progress. You're making progress. This month will be better than last month. This month will be better than the last couple of months in your life. And next month will be better than this month. Why? Because you are making progress in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, things are changing for you. Things are different for you. In the name of Jesus, you're rising. You're shooting up. You're rising. You're shooting up. You're rising. So is any afflicted? Pray. 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 Finance is not flowing the way you want it to flow. Pray. Don't just say, oh God, money. No, just say in the name of Jesus. And then pick God's word in front of you. You could pick a scripture like 3 John, all right? And the second verse, it says, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You say, thank you, Father, because you want me to prosper. You want me to prosper. But Lord, I do not know what step to take. I don't know how. I don't know how. I've been disappointed. But I know when I pray now, I pray by the help of your spirit. So I pray. And you're doing that. You're doing that. You're praying. You know, you don't know what to do. And the Bible says it already. All right. Already in, you know, Romans chapter 8 and the 26th verse, that we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So don't go to prayer feeling, no, Lord, I don't know what to do about it. This business, Lord, it looks too static and too stagnant for the good of what you said in your word. You said in your word that the path of, so you present God's word to him. You said in your word that the path of the just is shining light. That's, you know, Proverbs chapter 4 and 18. You said in your word that the path of the just is a shining light. And it shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Lord, this is my business. Doesn't show a shining light. Doesn't show anything getting brighter. You look, you present God's word. You present Jeremiah 29:11. You know the thoughts you think towards me, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give me an expectation. Lord, this business is not revealing that. It's not revealing that. You said what you have in store for me, eyes haven't seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have you entered. You present his word. You say, but I know your plan is good because that's his word. So I pray this plan out now by the help of yours. And then you just pray. Lord, I don't know what to pray for, but thank you for the Holy Ghost. That he helps me to pray. He helps me to pray the right prayer. He helps me to pray. He helps me to pray the right prayer. He helps me to pray. He helps me to pray. He helps me to pray. And then you pray. Thank you. Kerabasa, Ferodoso, Varekasa, Manenoso, Velekise, Velehasa. Thank you. I receive. And then when you pray, please don't pray and go back to doubting. All right? Don't pray and go back to doubting. All right? Let me quickly... Maybe we'll do James. Still James anyway. I'll just do that and then we'll round up on that. I believe you're being blessed already. So James chapter 5. You know, okay, that, well, I guess we spent a lot of time on James already today. But it's fine. So James 5 now. Why am I saying James 5? James 1. Alright. So James the first, alright, so we end on me giving you this admonition because you need this as we close. James chapter 1, alright, the fifth verse of James 1. Right. If any need wisdom, King James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, alright? So NLT says, if any need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. All right. Even if you messed up the situation, ask God for wisdom. You can. Lord, I need wisdom on this one. Lord, I need. But now we're replacing wisdom with maybe favor, maybe whatever it is you need. Then you need anything now. I'm just burning the principle. But look at verse 6. It says, but when you ask, be sure that you ask in rather, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Don't waver. For a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people, verse 7, should not expect to receive anything from God. So it's not enough to pray. We need to now pray understanding that I have to believe. So if all you're praying about is favor, be saying, while you're praying, Father, thank you, because that favor is mine. All right, you pray for a few minutes. Bible says you make progress. So in talking tongues, say, I make progress. And but I'm not feeling it. No, we walk by faith. Not by sight. I make progress. When you finish praying and they give you the most horrible news of your life, say, thank you, Father, because I make progress. I make progress. When you do that, what are you doing? You're telling yourself, all things are working together for my good. All things are working together for my good. All things, everything, every single thing here is working together for my good. So in the name of Jesus, we declare that this year is beautiful. That we move from victory to victory. We move from level to level, from advancement to advancement, that our prayers according to God's word are effective. So we're strengthened this season. We pray and we see things change. We pray and we see ourselves break into new levels. We pray and we see the power and the wisdom of God work for us greatly. Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. So I believe that was helpful. I believe that blessed you. Guys, let's pray. That's what we're doing this month. Every month is for prayer. Every day is for prayer. We know, right? But use the advantage. One thing that happens is that when, you know, faith comes by hearing. So when you hear teachings along a particular line, there's a lot of grace being released for that thing. So if we're dedicating this month to prayer, it means there's so much grace. Get this teaching. Get last Sunday's teaching. Play them often. Play them often, all right? Play them often. And please, every Sunday, you could even go, if you haven't been to my YouTube channel, please go there, Larry Excellence, and visit YouTube if you can, if you don't mind subscribing. But my point is, for the last like 3-4 weeks, we've been talking, all right, there's this thing we do on Sunday evenings, which I assume you know about, all right, and that's the Influence of Spirit Weekly, 5 p.m. But I'm saying go back to the archives, all right, you might find the last two on Facebook, or you find all of them on YouTube. Just look for Influence of the Spirit Weekly. Watch them. We're teaching right now how to be filled with the Spirit, of Spirit-filled believer. Before then, we talked about, you know, you creating spiritual sensitivity. You need play, watch the, and be praying in tongues as I'm watching it. You will see something will jump into you, jump on you, stir up in you. You will never be the same again. Visit the page. It's there. We're training on how to be spiritually sensitive. One of the things I did back then to just pray hours for the first time, I play a lot of Ken Hagin messages. I put them in my ears and I pray. I've done morning till night, literally morning till night. I'm just praying. Guys, at those moments, you're not just praying, you're fellowshipping. Something will change about you this month. So I know every month is for prayer, yes, but this one, use the grace that is available by the teachings, by the reminders from your pastors and leaders. Please just let's maximize at the end of this month. You know, let's do what we've never done before and see the things we've never seen in our lives before. Is that all right? All right. So lastly, just want to remind you, on Sunday I'm going to talk a lot more about giving. I just want to remind you tonight. Okay, so why am I doing that? Yes, because like I said last week, some of us get monies coming in weekly. So we might need those reminders. Okay, don't forget kingdom. There's just something about the kingdom, and there's something about always giving to places, all right, and people that bless you. So while we're blessing everybody, Bible says, hey, there should be something in the house that blesses you. There should be something to those. Blesses just God's word. Right? So we'll have that in mind. So God, as God blesses you, store aside if you can, or transfer if you have to. Whatever it is you got to do, right? We're givers, and there's something bigger about our lives. Amen.
hemanos fenelian de coran